8 Democrats join Republicans in House resolution to overturn federal electric vehicle rule. The U.S. House of Representatives on September 20 voted to overturn a Biden administration rule that sets tougher emissions standards for car manufacturers. The joint resolution that passed in a 215-191 vote, with 8 Democrats in support and 1 Republican in opposition, would nullify the Environmental Protection Agency's new restrictions on emissions from cars, light trucks, pickups, and vans for model years 2027 to 2032. Although the rule does not explicitly impose an electric vehicle mandate, it is expected to force manufacturers to electrify more of their fleets to comply. The resolution passed with the support of Democrat Representatives Henry Cuellar, Vicente Gonzalez, and Marie Glissenkamp Perez of Texas, Yadira Caraveo of Colorado, Don Davis of North Carolina, Jared Golden of Maine, Marcy Kaptur of Ohio, and Mary Sattler Peltola of Alaska. 1 Republican, Representative Brian Fitzgerald, voted against the measure. Ahead of the vote, the White House announced its opposition to the resolution, contending that it would prompt uncertainty in the U.S. auto market and supply chains and cede the electric vehicle and battery markets to China. Passage of H.J. Res. 136 would also artificially constrain consumer vehicle choice, weaken U.S. manufacturing and energy security, and harm public health, the policy statement said. The House Sustainable Energy and Environment Coalition echoed the administration's view. The new standards, the group said, are both reasonable and widely supported across the board by everyone from vehicle manufacturers to union workers. The American Energy Alliance celebrated the bill's passage as a victory for consumers. Americans deserve the freedom of choice to make their own informed decisions about their transportation options. I commend the House on their passage of this resolution today and look forward to seeing it on the Senate calendar soon, AEA President Thomas Pyle said in a statement. The measure will now head to the Senate for a vote. Democrats control the upper chamber by a razor-thin, 51-49, majority thanks to several independent members who choose to caucus with the party. One of those members, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, has been a vocal critic of the Biden administration's energy policies, particularly on electric vehicles. The federal government has no authority and no right to mandate what type of car or truck Americans can purchase for their everyday lives, Manchin said amid the rule's finalization in March. This reckless and ill-informed rule will impose what is effectively an EV mandate without ensuring the security of our supply chains from nations like China and without a realistic transition plan that addresses our domestic infrastructure needs. The senator could be a key swing vote for Republicans in ensuring their resolution passes. The president, however, has promised to veto the measure if it makes it to his desk.